Grainne closing time under a proposed licensing laws. It's going to get later for nightclubs, and if publicans' representatives are to be believed in the discussion of the sale of alcohol bill today, it could be permanent closing time for some of their members if unlimited pub licences come on stream.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I'd be too worried about there not being enough drinkers in Ireland for more pubs. I think that of all our problems, that's probably not one of them. And then I also found it really fascinating in the report that, there was talk about us possibly sliding into a UK style of drinking, which, you know, if I lived in the UK, I'd be like, What are we doing wrong over here? where the Irish are afraid of importing our pub culture. I think the licensing laws do need to be reformed. I don't think there's any issue with that. I know in Dublin in particular, there's a decrying of the death of Dublin and that there's not enough spaces to for young people to go to. There are some bright spots, and some of the most popular parts of Dublin are the oldest parts, which I think is kind of part of the reason, part of Dublin's charm. But I do not think I'd be skeptical of licensed vintners and publicans being worried that this would be an oversaturation. I mean, markets in general meet demand and don't open for the sake of it.
Okay. Tim Lumber, the Department of Education, the Department of Health, the National Youth Council all opposed the deregulation on health promotion grounds when this was looked at by the Commission on Liquor Licensing in the early 2000s. Basically, the more drink you make available at a reasonable price, then the more likely it is that people will go out and drink it in large quantities to a harmful level. So is more pub licences what the country needs with the health crisis at the moment?
I would think there's an urban-rural divide too. And I, like, as much as this legislation has been promoted by the government, I honestly believe there's no pub in rural Ireland that's be open until 3 o'clock in the morning. And I honestly believe that when you look at the proposed legislation that's brought before us...
You mean no publican wants to keep their pub open until 3 o'clock in the morning?
Well, legally anyway. And I think that's... I honestly, and I've looked at this and I went, how will this work in my part of the world? Will they honestly stay open until 3 o'clock? I don't think they will. Dublin, totally different scenario. Dublin City Centre, Cork City Centre... totally different scenario. But I honestly believe when you look at how society's changed and it's evolved, is there a need for our local pubs, as I would call them, to be open till 3 o'clock in the morning? I would be hesitant to say the very, very
So are you saying rural Ireland will simply ignore the provisions, or are you saying you oppose this legislation?
I think rural Ireland, I think the local publican will decide themselves what works for them, and I will nearly bet the majority will believe that 3 o'clock on a Wednesday morning is inappropriate.
Right. The sale of alcohol bill, Mark Ward, what do you make of it? Nightclubs open till 6 o'clock in the morning?
We welcome some aspects of the bill. Like the standard, like we said, these laws are antiquated and old at the moment. So the standardisations of open hours is welcome. The provisions in the bill that say renewals, that communities have a greater say in renewals is welcome. But there's also at the same time, it's also important to look at how this bill may help impact on other issues, such as mentioned in relation to health, into workers' rights. The workers want to be working at 3 o'clock in the morning, into the urban planning and also environmental concerns as well.
Right. And in terms of, you know, as you mentioned there, local people having a say in what opens in their areas, do you think that's enough, or do you think that the demand that Grainne talked about will provide another incentive for these places to open?
Well, I always like to have communities should have a say. And I'm from a community in Auchendawken that has one pub because of these licences law, and that pub is closing down. That's an area for 30,000 people. So I know we said there's an overrun divide in this. It's not always the case.
I thought for a minute you said 30,000 people.
Yeah, exactly, if the pub closes.
Annie Hoey, what's your reaction to this?
I mean, look, I welcome it. I think our licensing laws are well out of whack with the rest of Europe.
And what do you make of those health concerns that were raised the last time this was put out for consultation in the early 2000s?
I think then we have a responsibility to deal with those health concerns. I'm not entirely, you know, there's been, I think, a lot of studies in terms of young people and the amount of alcohol that they're drinking. Actually, that number is going down. So I wonder if that was to be looked at. Do you know what I mean? Like that's a very recent, there's a lot of studies over the last couple of years that's showing that younger people are drinking less and less, actually, and they're engaging in
different... Where would you put a nightclub that's going to open at 6 o'clock in the morning? Could that be looked after by soundproofing laws? And I like ask you all to have a thought on this. Is that looked after by soundproofing laws, or do you put them out in the middle of nowhere?
I think if you go around anywhere around Europe, there's some of them are out in the industrial suburbs, some of them are in the city centres, and they've managed to find ways to make these nightclubs work. I've never seen in these nightclubs people pouring out and spilling all over the street the way that we have seen traditionally in nightclubs in
Tim
Ireland.
Tim Lombard, nobody thought the Eurovision would go to Mill Street.
Absolutely. Look, when you apply for one of these nightclubs, they're up until 3 o'clock in the morning, there's environmental laws when it comes to sound for your local authority, which are going to play an impact. I think residents are going to also have a say here, to say a shadow it out regarding what time the actual pub opens.
The guards will welcome it?
Look, there is an advantage that you don't have the exact same cohort of people coming out into the streets at the exact same time. I think that would be helpful, but still, it depends on the location. Location is key.
All right, you could have a lot of the same people coming out at the same time, though, Mark Ward.
And the argument could be say you could have a staggered amount of people coming out, and I don't mean staggered. But you could also have people coming out at different times. If nightclubs are open to 6 o'clock in the morning, you won't see people all coming out at 6 o'clock in the morning. You'll see them leaving at different times, and that would have a less impact on the community that they're coming out into.
All right, we're back with the bye-bye after this.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.